All right, so I've had some people in my comment section ask me about my truth, my story, and how I got to this mindset that I have today. Now, for a disclaimer, I might lose some followers for what I'm about to say, but that's okay. But at the end of the day, this is my truth, my story, and I stand 10 toes down into that, okay? But again, for the new followers that I get, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all and disbelieve that. I'm not doing this to pander to y'all. I'm doing this because it needs to be said, and this is the truth. I grew up in very close proximity to white people. I started dating white men when I was 18 years old. I got married to a white man. He wasn't white American. He was white Serbian. He was European. I married him when I was barely 21 years old. I was with him from 2017 to 2021. You do the math, I'm 30 years old. I never had the mindset that white men were better than black men. I had the mindset, a very unhealed mindset, of just wanting to be chosen. And at the given time, what was in front of me, right, since I was already dating them, was a white man and he was choosing me. Again, I'm in a very different mindset at that time. I was not waking. I was not healed, right? If I had the mindset that I have today back then, I would have never ever been with a white man my entire life. On some real shit, I would have never been with a white man. Now, I want to make something very abundantly clear. I'm not bitter towards nobody. I'm not bitter towards no white man. I'm not bitter towards no black man. I'm not bitter towards black women. I'm not fake pro-black, whatever the case may be. You go date who the fuck you want to date. You fuck who the fuck you want to fuck, okay? However, if you come on here and you're talking about white men are treating me better than black men, I hate to break it to you, sis. That's not what it is. And I've said this in a couple of my videos, so I'm not even going to get into it in this video. This is just about my truth, my story, and I stand 10 toes down into that. I want y'all to make sure you understand that, okay? Let me make something also very abundantly clear. I never had to change a white man into the cosplay of a black man. I was already with white men that were already in groups of black men. So they were cosplaying black men before I even came into the fucking group, okay? But again, I'm not awake yet, right? I don't understand what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just looking at it from what it is in front of me. I'm not actually paying attention and taking the intellectual depth of what the fuck it actually is until now. But it was my ancestors who woke me the fuck up and said, this can't continue. That you're not meant to be on this path. This is not who you're meant to be with for the rest of your life. It doesn't even make no fucking sense, right? This person's not even a mirror of you, right? So how can you even be the best version of yourself when you're not even getting the mirrored version of yourself? Y'all constantly keep telling you, especially black women, oh, we found peace over the white person. That's because this person's not triggering what needs to be triggered, right? Y'all triggered when y'all talk to a black man, but you're not triggered when you talk to a white man. Why? Because you don't allow yourself to be triggered to a white man. If you know that you're rah-rah with a black man, you're not gonna be rah-rah with a white man because you don't want that white man to go, right? Because a white men don't know how to handle us. They're not in the culture context to handle us in that type of depth. Why is it that some of y'all have to switch the way you fucking talk to a white man because of the fact that they don't understand what the fuck we talking about? First of all, we have our own language. I hope y'all understand that. As black people, we have our own language for a reason. White people are not meant to know that language. But unfortunately, a lot of white boys who cosplay black men are trying to understand our language to get to our black women. Because y'all are so weak in the knees when they start saying, yeah, what's up, little mama? Because of the fact that they got blue eyes and pale skin. But let it be a black man telling you, oh, what's up, little mama? Ew, that's ghetto. Why he talking like that? Whatever the case may be. Again, this is a mirror version of yourself. You don't like it. So if a white man saying, what's up, little mama, you should be like, ew, that's disgusting. As much as you saying, ew, that's disgusting to a black man. You follow? A lot of you guys are not awake. You guys are so locked in white supremacy without even fucking realizing it. And a lot of you guys have such a white mindset and are very anti-black without even realizing it that I'm here trying to get y'all to wake the fuck up. Date who you want to date. I don't give a damn. But don't you come on here talking about white men are treating me better than black men, because that's not the case. And I've said this before and I'll continuously harp on that because of the fact that y'all are not actually looking at it from the way that it's meant to be looked. This is a spiritual thing that I had to really go through. And I said it again, my ancestors woke me the fuck up. That had to cleanse a lot of shit from my program of being around white people. Okay. I had to really look at the fuck the shit that I was like going through, saying, being around, or whatever the case may be with white people. I also had to understand the fact that I did not know my blackness. I wasn't even comfortable in my blackness, right? Because when I got around black people, it was always the issue for the way that I was as a black person, right? They were all making fun of me with the way I walk, talk, or do this, that, and the third because it didn't look like the next black person, right? So I had a lot of issues with even my own blackness, and healing that shit and who I am today is why I have the mindset that I have, because I'm very comfortable in my blackness. Can nobody tell me my blackness? This is the way I walk. This is the way I talk. This is the way I do this, that, and the third, think, whatever the case may be. And I'm very proud of that. And I stand 10 toes down into that today. So any woman that wants to come in my comment section and call me a pick me, first of all, y'all gonna have to start being a little bit more original, because of the fact is I'm always gonna be picked by a black man, okay? My daddy's black. My cousins are black. My uncle is black. My best friends are black. Black men, okay? I'm always gonna be picked by a black man, right? Y'all looked at it as if it has to be a relationship, romantic type of pick, and it's like, no. No, I'm always just going to be picked by a black man. I just want to make that little story real quick because I know some of you guys have been asking. So there you go.